Hey everyone, I know you've heard me speak about microdosing and how much I love it. And I'm talking about microdosing THC. I love it. And that's why I love our sponsor, microdose.com. Microdose gummies are incredible. They deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. And when I mean just the right amount of good, I mean in so many situations. Anxiety, sleep, focus, pain, relaxation. There are so many different strains and they're really helpful. And I have recommended microdose.com to so many people. And you know what they say to me? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't be afraid of microdosing. Go to microdose.com and you'll learn all about microdosing THC. These gummies feel amazing. They taste amazing. I have used them to get me into the zone I need to write. I've used them at night after a stressful day or a stressful show to relax. I have also said to family members, please take a gummy right now. And they've said, oh, good idea. So check it out. Check it out because they're fantastic. And I'm not like a big weed person. I mean, I used to be. And I do enjoy weed every now and then. But I love these gummies. And I take them with me everywhere. So check it out. Don't be afraid. They're all natural. They're fantastic. And you deserve it. So what are you going to do? You're going to do something that is fantastic. You're going to get 30% off your first order. 30% off. That's a lot. Plus free shipping today at microdose.com. Use promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD. It's available nationwide. They deliver it to your door. That is microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD for 30% off and free shipping. Do it. Go to microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD. You deserve it. You deserve it. And you know what else? You're welcome.
Tropfen's been raining off my cup. Pink via deckables is die kleine Farbeim top. Geht mir kein Sach nicht. Die Tropfen.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. I am your host, Judy Gold, and this week is rant week. I don't know if you notice, I've been working on my office / podcast studio / office / sanctuary / Peloton room / and I put up a bunch of posters with my friend Damon, and I have way more to go, and I don't know if you see my little cool lamp in the corner, okay? That lamp in the corner, which I bought on Amazon, and I didn't know it changes all these colors, and you have this like control thing. So for all you new listeners to Kill Me Now, if I have any new listeners, and all you old listeners, look at my new place. Look at my new studio. It's not new, but it's new. So I'm feeling good. It's like when you redecorate. I remember when I was a kid and I used to change my room around, like I'd move the furniture and I was like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing. I have a new room. Okay. That's how I feel. I feel like I put up these posters. I got, you know, my new lamp. I feel good. So here we are in the Kill Me Now studios and I'm working on the rebranding of our podcast. I call it our podcast because you're my listeners. And it's going very well, very well. And thank you for all of your suggestions. Okay, so that's that. And I have a lot of shit to say. I just want to say what a week this was. I want you to know that on Tuesday, the 23rd, let me tell you about my gigs coming up and then I can move on. Wednesday, tomorrow night, I am in Toronto at Yuck Yucks. Yes, that is the name of the club for another of our Stand Up for Israel shows. And that is on Wednesday, the 31st at Yuck Yucks in Toronto. I'm with my friends Aaron Berg and Rich Voss, and being on the road with them is so much fun. And as you may or may not know, I am taking February 8th, we are going to Baltimore for another Stand Up for Israel show. And that show, by the way, that show is at the JCC because it was at a club. It was at a club. And then some people complained. And so they said they're Zionist lovers. The club didn't want a lot of mishigas. And so we moved it to the JCC. And there were still issues there. Let me just press this. Because there's a lot of issues going on when you say that you're doing something for Israel. And it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad. But we'll get into that. We'll get into that. The weekends, by the way, as I mentioned, I'm taking off as many weekends as I have to for Ben's games. Oh, my God. They're still undefeated. This weekend, they beat Hamilton and Amherst. They're such a great team. And what's so great is that, I don't know if you saw any of my posts. I posted, Elise and I going to the game and going through the car wash. And Ben, he takes that ice bath thing after he works out. And the greatest thing about it is I get so excited. I'm like, Ben, you're like undefeated. And he's like, uh-huh. It's just fun. It's fun. We're having fun. And we love winning and we're locked in. And he's really not taking it like be all and end all. Because I think if he does, or I think he's learned through all these years, putting so much pressure on yourself is not going to help your game. And he's just really happy. And he's the captain, along with Dana is another captain. And they're just a great team. They're just a fantastic team. So go Bants. I'm so proud of all of the team. I also want to tell you that, so Ben has this teammate, Henry Vetter, who's also, he's an excellent player. And he's from Illinois. And for his film, he's studying film or wants to study film. I don't know if he's declared his major yet, but he's studying film and he's in this film class. And for his final project, he had to do a documentary and he decided that he was going to do his documentary about Ben having all these moms and being a basketball player and coming up through AAU and all this stuff and his sort of odd family. And yet he's in this such a masculine sport. I mean, a lot of sports are very masculine, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, figure skating, probably not. But synchronized swimming, no. But what I'm saying is that Henry Vetter did this this documentary film called Mama's Boy, MOMMA'S. And it is fantastic. It is fantastic. He gets you in the beginning. You want to watch the whole thing. He ends it. He's just great. He is, I'm telling you, this Henry Vetter, anyone who's a documentarian, this kid, he's pretty talented. I've done a lot of documentaries and he's awesome. So excited about that. Hopefully he'll post it somewhere and I can send you the link or I can post the link, but good job, Henry Vetter. It was really interesting to hear Ben talk about, you know, what it was like he has four moms now because it's me and Elisa and Sharon and Taryn. Yes, it's Sharon and Taryn. Yes, their names are Sharon and Taryn. Nauseating, but they're in love and they're married and they have a great relationship. And, you know, Elisa and I have a great relationship and we're all in great relationships. So there you go. So really excited about Ben's games and taking weekends off. I've never done this. I've always been like, where's my next gig coming from? Take risks, everyone. Take risks. The work will come. You don't get this time back. What is going to matter? You know, my friend Sherry Rosenstein, I call her Cheryl. My friend Howard Rosenstein, he's my oldest friend. I met him when I was 17 and I was, it was my first day of college. And he truly is, you know, he knew my parents, he knows my whole family. He's really family. And his wife, Sherry, told me that he has a 10-year rule where if he has to make a decision, he wonders in 10 years, what will matter? That I went to that meeting or that I went to my son's recital or something like that. And I think that's an excellent rule to live by because I know Ben's a senior and I'm not going to get this time back. And I love watching him play. And I'm sure he'll play next year somewhere, but who knows where. And it's just fun. And every weekend we have a road trip and I love it. But I do have to remember to bring my pillow because not a fan of the shitty pillows in hotels. I need a fucking feather pillow. I don't know if anyone else does, but I need a fucking feather pillow. One thing my mother did not skimp on were bedding and towels and stuff like that. And we had these pillows, these feather pillows from Europe. And I cannot sleep without feather pillows. So there you go. Okay. So that's that. Also this past weekend, you know, as I mentioned, Ben, they beat Hamilton and they beat Amherst, but Saturday, and look at my Instagram, you'll see some photos. Saturday was senior day. I was calling it parents day, but it was senior day. And three seniors walk out with your family and they give you a poster of your, you get a poster of your son, brother, whatever, playing, huge poster. And they frame their number, their jersey in a big, huge frame. It's beautiful. And so the first family went out, Sean's family, beautiful family, and then Dana's family came out. And then there's Ben with his four moms, his brother Henry, and his, I guess you'd call them half-brothers. It's Sharon and Taryn have 2-year-old twins. And so here was this incredible family walking out on the court, and it was beautiful. It was just beautiful, and I was so proud. You'll see the pictures. I'm like smiling ear to ear. It's just fantastic. So that's that. I'm very proud. I love my family. And go Bants! Woo! Roll Bants. And I've screamed the whole game. Hey, everybody. If you know me, you know I love my liquid IV. And I love giving it to people and telling people about it. And it's part of my everyday life. I keep hydrated with liquid IV. I put it in my water bottle. Well, I have this one water bottle that I use only for liquid IV. And I put lots of ice in it and cold water because I like it very cold. And it keeps me hydrated and it's delicious. So thank you, liquid IV. And I have to tell you, I've now given it to my son's girlfriend because, you know, they go out partying. You know what I'm talking about. And it has helped her immensely with her dehydration. That it's great for those nights where you know you're going to be having a few drinks. It's delicious. It comes in pear, white peach, grape, lemon lime. Also, there's a lemon ginger one that is great that has a little caffeine. I just love liquid IV. And you need to keep hydrated. It's very important. It affects you on so many levels. So do yourself a favor. Keep hydrated in the best way possible. Some people hydrate to live. Some people live to hydrate. I think I live to hydrate. Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. It has 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. And this is true. They have a sugar-free stick. They have Liquid IV sugar-free that Elisa, my lover, loves. I don't use the sugar-free. Whatever. But it's also been great for my traveling because I get very dehydrated on my airplane flights. So please, you've heard me say this multiple times. Go get your liquid IV. You have to keep hydrated. It's very important. So however you hydrate, grab your liquid IV hydration multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code JUDYGOLD, J-U-D-Y-G-O-L-D, at liquidiv.com. You're welcome. Anyway, so that's that. So I wanted to tell you about a bunch of shit that happened this weekend. I mean, this week. So on Tuesday, my friends, Joanne Berman and Leslie Gerberside and I arranged this event. It was a private event. It was in New York City, and it was with Shahar Peled, who is special ops in the IDF. And he is coming to the United States on his time off from fighting on the front lines in Gaza to speak about the misinformation, the truth, to engage with people, to arm people with facts. He's an incredible speaker. He is brilliant and engaging. And I'm telling you, there was not, you could drop a pin. You could hear a pin drop. And then I did a Q&A with him. And we had a lot of young people there. And the one thing he said, I mean, he said so many wonderful things. But he did say one thing that I thought was really interesting. And that was, you have to post. I'm going to talk about a post I did. But you have to post. You have to not be afraid. I'm going to lose followers. My business is going to suffer if I post the truth. And I have been trying to do that. Well, I do that. I don't care. I feel that the truth is the most important thing here. And the misinformation, and people are misguided and willfully ignorant. And it's really upsetting. It's really upsetting. So we had this incredible event, and he's such a powerful speaker. He really gives you hope. That's what the thing is. You know, we get beaten down. The anti-Semitism, you feel so fucking beaten down, like, oh my God, again? And, you know, he spoke about his grandparents who survived the Holocaust and what they went through, and that we can't give up. Look what they went through. Do it for them. Speak up for them, for all those, for those 6 million. And for the handful of survivors we have left, they didn't go through that so you could be silent. You gotta speak up, even if it's uncomfortable. Even if you're gonna lose a friendship. Even if it's easier, which it is easier to just say, oh, well, I'm not gonna change their mind. Speak up. Do it. It's so important. Learn the facts. It was an amazing event. People were, you know, I got email, you know, emails and texts. I'm transformed. It was life changing. And, you know, I've been posting a lot, and I've lost a few thousand followers, but I posted on, I guess it was, I don't know, it was Thursday. Sorry, I just drank. I posted a video. I was just sitting on my couch and I'm like, I want to post. You know, I want to post every day. Just some fact. And so I posted that a basic fact. I didn't mention Israel. I just said, I wanted to let you know, in case you were unaware, because it seems like some people are not aware that Hamas is a terrorist organization. And they hate you. And they hate everything about you. And they hate Western civilization. So they don't only hate the Jews, they hate everyone who is not them. So I just wanted to give you that little tidbit of information. And that's what I posted. And that is the truth. They are terrorists. They are evil. You know, Shahar, who spoke, was a first responder. He spoke about the atrocities that he saw, that he continues to see. These women were raped. Their breasts were chopped off. There are nails in their genitals. Babies were beheaded. Babies were burned. People were killed in front of their children. Children were killed in front of their parents. It is barbaric, disgusting, beyond. Okay? So that's who they are. And they are, there are people going around calling them resistance or freedom fighters. They're not freedom fighters. They hate you too. They hate you too. They hate everything about you. They're here. They would come and get you too. Especially the gays. Cut the shit. Cut the shit. They fucking hate you. They would throw you off a building. This is all factual. I didn't say anything about Israel. I didn't say anything about Gaza. I didn't say anything about Palestinians. Nothing. And these are the responses that I got. Okay? These are some of the responses that I got. So that justifies Israel killing 25,000 civilians, which includes 10,000 children. All I said was that Hamas is a terrorist organization. I said nothing else. And this is what I get. I get constantly, I'm unfollowed. Too bad. You were funny. I'm stating a fact. I'm saying Al-Qaeda, terrorist organization. Hezbollah, a terrorist organization. ISIS, a terrorist organization. That's all I'm saying. And yet, every time you say anything, anything, it is, yeah, but. If I had said that something, you know, about Israel, it'd be like, yeah, but, or the hostages. Had I said something about the hostages, oh, we still have these, you know, they're being treated like whatever. If I had said that, it would be, yeah, but. But if I had said the poor Palestinian people who are being used as human shields, who are not getting aid because Hamas is stealing it from them. If I had sent any of that, yeah, but it's all, you know, maybe people would have not said anything. But if you say anything about anti-Semitism, if you say anything about the fact that Hamas, this war is between Israel and Hamas. It's not between Israel and the Palestinians. And no one wants thousands of Palestinians dead. You know, Shahar, when he spoke, he talked about his mom who spent her days taking Palestinians into Israel to get medical treatment, to go to their doctor's appointments. All the people that were killed, I mean, I know I'm preaching to the choir a lot of the time, you know, but they were peaceniks. They wanted a two-state solution. They wanted to coexist with the Palestinians. Hamas ruined this. Hamas did this. Stop fucking marching for Hamas. They fucking hate you. And they're laughing. And all of their leaders are in Qatar, and they're just spending their billions. They could give two fucking shits. And the leader of Hamas, Sinwar, one of the leaders, Yahya Sinwar, was a terrorist who was let go, who was released for one Israeli. They let go over 1,000 Palestinian terrorists or people who had been arrested or suspected of terrorism. And Sinwar, while he was in Israeli jail, as I've said before, had brain cancer and was treated by an Israeli doctor who saved his life. And he went back and he fucking masterminded this horrible event on October 7th. And you know what? You talk about a ceasefire. There was a ceasefire on October 7th. And Israel has not been in Gaza since 2005. Get your fucking facts straight. No one wants innocent people to die, including the IDF. Oh, it's just how fucking annoying. Anyway, so I lost a few hundred followers, and I got shut up, stopped defending the indefensible, and stopped dehumanizing the innocent people of Palestine. I never said anything about, I said that Hamas is a disgusting, horrible terrorist org. Even the founder of Hamas's son, there's a documentary called The Prince of Hamas, and or The Green Prince. And it's about one of the founders of Hamas and his son, and how he speaks out about Hamas and how barbaric and awful and everything horrible about them. Okay? I've heard him speak. He speaks the truth. This misinformation, this excuse for being, you know, like, oh, now it's boiling out. Now we can all hate the Jews again. This is all how it happened in the 30s and the 40s. This is exactly how it happened. People being willfully ignorant, not wanting to know the truth. So fucking annoying. Anyway, so Hamas is, here's another one. I said Hamas is a terrorist organization. They hate you, but that's not an excuse to bomb children. What the fuck? I never said anything. It's unbelievable. It's just, it's unbelievable. Listen to this one. This is my favorite. Hamas has issued a statement saying they have no issue with Jewish people. Their grievance is with the Zionist state that oppresses them and denies them basic human rights and freedoms. It is in their charter that Israel doesn't have a right to exist and all Jews should be killed. Shut the fuck up, idiot. Shut the fuck up. How do you go around and they're so convinced? And first of all, on October 6th, 90%, 99% of people knew nothing about what was going on in the Middle East. Nor did they care. Ugh. So fucking annoying. Hey everyone, I love our sponsor, Fast Growing Trees. I don't know if you've noticed when we show the clips of the podcast that I have a new best friend in my office named Avi. And where did I get Avi? At Fast Growing Trees. Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the United States of America. And I am a happy customer. I love walking in this room and seeing my fig tree, Avi. I talk to Avi. I love it. It makes me happy. And you need plant life in your house. And I have another plant on my piano in the other room. I'm just telling you, it makes your home so much more of a home. So thank you to Fast Growing Trees. They have everything you could possibly want. They have fruit trees, they have palm trees, they have evergreens, they have houseplants, and so much more. And I'm in an apartment in New York, okay? I don't even have a yard outside. And it's changed my life. Do it. Go to Fast Growing Trees. And whatever you're interested in, they have it. They have the perfect fit for your climate, for your space. You can call them and ask them how to take care of your plants. They have so much information and it's so easy to order online. Your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. They have a 30-day alive and thrive guarantee. They have free plant consultation forever, forever. And I have a new best friend, Avi. I love you, Avi. So do it. You don't need a yard. You don't need a lot of space. You just need to make your home a beautiful place. And that's where Fast Growing Trees comes in. This spring, Fast Growing Trees has the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code JUDYGOLD at checkout. JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code JUDYGOLD at checkout. fastgrowingtrees.com, code JUDYGOLD. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Do it. You're welcome. Then I see on NBC News, they have AOC AOC just repeating the same shit over and over again. It is infuriating that in Israel, they are protesting the government. A majority of the people there, when I was there in June, they were protesting Netanyahu's policies. They don't like Netanyahu. And they're protesting because they can, because it's a democracy and no one's going to shoot them for speaking out against Netanyahu. Okay? You're gay. Go to Gaza. Go. Have fun. Enjoy. See you later. I won't see you later. You know, Israel's not perfect. But, you know, this idea like, and this use of the word pro-Palestinian. I have nothing against Palestinians. I don't want them to die. I want Hamas obliterated. Obliterated. They are taking aid. They are taking food. They could have built Gaza. Gaza was beautiful. They could have made it into the most schools. They could have used the billions of dollars they had received for schools, for infrastructure. The hospital, there's 36 hospitals there, and beneath all of them are weapons where they hide. I mean, do you understand? But the anti-Semitism is not okay. It's not okay. There were people, mourners leaving a synagogue in New York with people protesting and calling them names. That is not okay. Guess what? FYI, every Jew doesn't think alike. Just like when I was fighting for marriage equality and equal rights for gays and trans rights and everything. You know, you couldn't put every gay person, every trans in a box and say they all think alike. We're different people. Jews are different. We're a thinking religion. We don't all agree. In fact, we hardly ever agree. But you know what we do? We contribute a lot to the world. So if you fucking hate us so much, don't live with our contributions. Live without them. If you hate gays so much, live without their contributions. Your life will be S-H-I-T shit. I'm really getting sick of the anti-Semitism. Fucking closing down, you know, bridges and tunnels and people can't get home from work. Cut the fucking shit. Ugh. Anyway, so that's been really annoying me. And then we got this information that the UNRWA, which is the Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, several of their employees were part of the October 7th terror attacks. The UN has been against Israel forever. They hate Israel. The Red Cross has done nothing. When you're a Jew, you know all this stuff because your parents tell you and your grandparents tell you, and they tell you to be careful and they tell you to beware. And you think it's not true. And here we are today. People afraid to wear their Stars of David. People afraid to wear yarmulkes. People getting assaulted. As if you know their beliefs. As if you, that your vitriol and hate speech is going to solve anything. Let me tell you something. Important point. You know, you can yell at Israel all you want. They could have had this whole thing over on October 8th with the amount of weapons they have. It could have been done on October 8th, but they didn't do that. They have asked for ceasefires, for a 2-month ceasefire to get the hostages. They will not do this. The Hamas will not agree to that. Just imagine if someone came in your fucking house and took you or murdered you or raped you. Like, seriously. No, no one wants Palestinians, innocent Palestinians killed. No one wants to see them suffering. But you know what? If Hamas wasn't there, they would have a chance. Fuck you, Hamas. So anyway, yeah, I just wanted to talk about that. And you know, I'm not a fan of Netanyahu's. I'm just letting you know that. I'm not. I have a nuanced opinion. You don't know what I'm thinking. Actually, when you write on people's posts, you don't know what it's not black and white. You don't know what their real opinions are. So cut the shit. Cut the shit. Anyway, so that's that, and I'm really calm. And I'm going to breathe in, and I'm going to breathe out, and I'm going to breathe in, and I'm going to breathe out. Yeah, so that's pretty much what I wanted to say. I hope you follow me on Instagram and here's the other thing I wanted to say before I left. I get annoyed, you know, like Susan Sarandon, who I think is a fucking asshole. She's a piece of shit. She turned off all of her, she'll say something and she turns off the comments so you can't comment. And I was like, you know, a lot of people are turning off comments because it's so hateful. And after I posted that, just saying Hamas is a terrorist organization. And I was like, I want to do more tidbits. I want to talk about more facts. You know, that you can be pro-Palestinian and also a Zionist. You can believe that Israel has a right to exist and defend itself and also be pro-Palestinian. And yet, if I do that, it's going to be more and more. So do I do it and turn off the comments so I don't have to look at that shit? Let me tell you something. My assistant, Brittany, is like, she can't believe it. It's pure and unadulterated anti-Semitism. The shit people say to me. I have to like just mute them or whatever the hell you do. Because I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. And it's so funny. You thought I was funny and now you hate me. Which is my book. Yes, I can say that. When they come for the comedians, we're all in trouble. It's the exact same thing. It's the exact same thing. Because I wrote that book and it's a great book. And the first review on Amazon was a woman who said she read the book and she really enjoyed certain parts, especially how I talked about Bill Cosby and I forgot something else and she learned something else. But since I hate Trump so much, she's giving me 1 star. Which was the point of my book. It's like, you do like me. You do think I'm funny. I do have something important to say. But since I have different political beliefs than you, you're going to give me 1 star. And that's what we've turned into in this fucking country. There are people that I admired, that I no longer admire, that I'm shocked by, but I haven't unfollowed them. I want to hear what they have to say. I want to hear other opinions. It's infuriating, but I need to know what other people are thinking because I need to be knowledgeable and I need to learn the truth. So, whatever. It's really, the anti-Semitism is really, really upsetting. And my mother warned me about it. So that's all I have to say this week. I do appreciate, first of all, I'm so excited about the rebranding of the podcast. I can't even tell you. I'm not giving you any details, but I do appreciate everyone writing in and giving me their opinions. It's very exciting. I'm super excited about one thing, but I'll tell you next week. And you know, I just thank you all so much for listening and supporting me. And again, I lose money on this, but I love this medium And I love your feedback. So if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe and leave a review because it helps more people find the podcast. And I think people would enjoy it as you do. So that's it. That's all I have to say to you. I just want to say, oh, as I always say, Kill Me Now is produced by Laura Vogel. It's edited by Colin Schmeling and everything else by Brittany Jo Sowards Richmond. And it is a labor of love. So thank you all so, so much for listening. And as we always say, so long.